The Guardian.
You're upset about this programme, The Great Global Warming Swindle, amongst others, partly because it described itself as a science documentary.
It's an absolute scandal. I see it as 90 minutes of pure nonsense and propaganda. And, of course, it's by no means the first of this kind that Channel 4 has done. There's been Against Nature, there's been the Greenhouse Conspiracy, there's been programmes it's made for Equinox, a whole series of anti-environmental programmes, which are not just anti-environmentalist, they're also anti-science.
Would it be fair to say that all television is propaganda, but people are in fact discerning enough to know that?
Well, some television is propaganda. I wouldn't say that all television is. Of course, there's slanting, both deliberate and accidental, in most programmes, but not necessarily slanting in a particular direction. The problem we have here is Channel 4 is a public service broadcaster. As such, it is trusted by the public to tell the truth. And in this particular case, it's given us 90 minutes of distortion, fabrication, and scientific nonsense. And people, because they believe that if they're going to watch a documentary on Channel 4, it might be polemical, but it'll stick to the facts, many of them were taken in by the distortions in this programme.
Well, Channel 4 say of the programme, it was a useful contribution to a timely debate, and you do need a balance, don't you? You can't have it all your own way.
Well, yes, but this debate isn't taking place in the scientific community or not among those who aren't taking money from fossil fuel companies. This is a debate which has been running in the media now for over 20 years. It's not as if this is the first time it's ever been aired. We've heard it again and again and again, and yet it bears no relation whatsoever to any debate that's taking place amongst scientists. And it's entirely manufactured to whip up public controversy. And, of course, people love it because it chimes with people's desire not to face the overwhelming and terrifying consequences of climate change.
You say controversially and on, I don't know, I'm going to say legally dangerous ground, that Channel 4 has an agenda of antagonism towards environmentalism. Why would they do that? Why would this broadcaster, who did screen Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth, do that?
Because they are a channel which celebrates the self. They are a channel, above all, which is hedonistic. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. That's absolutely fine. They're aspirational. They love property programs and celebrities and fame and money that you can get from being on Big Brother and all the rest of it. But the problem is that environmentalism is the spectre at the feast. It's the guest which they don't want to admit through the doors, because it says that this great feast, this great party, cannot be sustained. It is counter-aspirational, and it just runs against everything that Channel 4 stands for. Now, they're perfectly entitled to make programs attacking environmentalism, as long as that's not all that they do, but they're not entitled to fabricate and distort and to mislead, which is what they've done in this case and in several other cases, such as Against Nature or the Greenhouse Conspiracy. There's a record of this going back now 18 years. In fact, it's very interesting to see the similarities between the Great Global Warming Swindle and the Greenhouse Conspiracy, which was broadcast all the way back in 1990. And one of the striking things about the Great Global Warming Swindle is how nothing has changed. They've frozen the science years and years and years ago, and all the inconvenient facts which have emerged since then are disregarded.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.